Could you talk a little bit more about the data on nivolumab in HCC in terms of what's been observed and also in terms of predictors of benefit, such as tumor mutation burden?
So, the things that have been of interest in the checkpoint area in other malignancies, such as tumor mutation burden or PD-L1 expression, have not correlated so well with benefit. And we now have two phase two studies, one with nivolumab and one with pembrolizumab, which are very similar in their response rates and activity. There was a little higher trend of benefit as measured by response in the pembro data set looking at a combined PD-L1 score versus just the tumor PD-1 score. That is measuring not only PD-L1 expression in the tumor cells, but also the stromal cells. But at this time, those play no role in liver cancer. There has been, a global approval of checkpoint inhibitors across histologies based on tumors that have mismatch, DNA mismatch defects. But those are very uncommon in the context of liver cancer. So we don't have a good biomarker right now.
What's been seen in terms of treatment benefit with checkpoint inhibitors based on the etiology, underlying etiology in terms of liver disease, viral infection, NASH, et cetera?
Yeah, so again, both the pembrolizumab and the nivolumab data sets have looked at that question, and it seems to be irrespective of etiology. And we know that liver cancer often arises in this inflammatory milieu. And we know the liver itself is an organ that has a lot of immune tolerance, but we have not been able to correlate outcome with any of those clinical etiologies of liver cancer.